Welcome to AI in 20 Test for the week of February 25th, 2026. I'm Bennett.
And I'm Aaron. Here are the top three stories.
All right, story number one. Anthropic, the company that literally built its brand on AI safety, just gutted the core pledge of its responsible scaling policy. The original promise said they'd never train a model unless they could guarantee safety measures were adequate. Version 3.0, published Monday, drops that commitment entirely. And the backdrop here is intense pressure from the Pentagon, which threatened to designate Anthropic a supply chain risk if it didn't open Claude up for unrestricted military use.
Yeah, this is the moment their principles actually got tested, and they blinked. Their chief science officer basically said stopping training wouldn't help anyone. Which, sure, but that was supposed to be the whole point of the policy. Meanwhile, Musk's XAI just handed Grok to the military with no strings attached. So the competitive pressure is real, but so is the precedent. When the company that invented responsible scaling walks it back, everyone else has cover to do the same.
Story 2. Google dropped Gemini 3.1 Pro last Wednesday, and the numbers are genuinely wild. On Arc AGI 2, which tests novel reasoning, it jumped from 31% to 77% in a single generation. It's claiming the top spot on 12 of 18 major benchmarks, and it costs half what Claude Opus does.
The reasoning gains are legit. That 46-point jump on ARC is unlike anything we've seen between model versions. But Google's classic problem remains. Their models ace benchmarks and then fumble in production. Developers are cautiously optimistic, but I'd say the real story is the release cadence. That 0.1 increment means Google is shipping faster instead of waiting for big generational leaps. That's a strategic shift.
And story three is one of those ones that just makes you sit up. The Lady Bird Browser Project ported its entire JavaScript engine, 25,000 lines of C++, to Rust in 2 weeks using AI coding tools. Zero regressions across nearly 53,000 tests.
2 weeks for what would have been months of manual work. The key was their verification method. They required byte-for-byte identical output between the old C++ and new Rust pipelines, so any translation error got caught instantly. This isn't a demo. It's a production JS engine with 65,000 tests passing clean. If you're sitting on a large legacy codebase, wondering whether AI-assisted migration is real, this is your proof of concept.
That's your quick weekly roundup. See you next time.